Yeah, I'm down.
Struck a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Robbo, mate. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, mate. I'm well.
It's been a few weeks, but back in your...
How long has it been?
Since I've seen
a few weeks?
Yeah, four weeks.
Weeks. Something like that, mate. Yeah, they're all bloody... Not 17 weeks, that's all that matters.
What's been going on, mate?
A lot, actually.
Yep.
I've got a puppy.
Yeah. Name?
Hutchie.
Right.
Hutch.
Yep, you're a father.
Look, biological, questionable. I'll claim it. We look alike.
Yeah.
He's a little mummy, so he's 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So he's still with mum.
Yeah.
He's a mummy's boy, he cries, so.
Yeah.
They're definitely my son.
Yeah. You are feeding him chicken tenders, rice and
spinach and barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah. A couple more weeks and he'll be straight
when
into
he,
it.
When he grows
bowl
up.
Bowl for me, bowl for him.
Yeah, cool.
How about you, mate? What's news?
Yeah, been good, been away.
Where have you been?
Working.
Busy boy.
Yeah, away working.
Thanks, one of us.
But it was good to get a few of the episodes up while I was away and get back to a semi-regular sort of routine with these episodes. It's been nice. We've got no expectation, but we've churned about fortnightly, which
it's been much nicer.
Kind of good.
Just the ease of not having structured posts, structured TikTok, structured anything, and then it's just made the whole process a lot easier.
The thing is, though, is that we haven't really been having too much of a break from the podcast, though, have we? Because we've got some...
Got some bloody fantastic news if you're watching the visuals on the TikTok that this might be snippeted off.
Yeah, it's nice to chuck on a nice fresh shirt.
An unironed, unwashed,
But
straight off the press, fresh shirt, yeah.
Yeah, it looks kind of clean, this new bloke-to-bloke,
Established 2021 shirt. They're actually sick. Yeah. So you got these... a couple weeks ago? Week ago?
Yeah. So it's only fair that we...
give a little buddy...
shout out to a few people. So first, let's just go with the details. I've got the maroon on.
Yep, the Merlot.
Yep, you've got the...
Navy. For those that can't see colours.
And we've got... These are samples, so I think we're pretty bloody happy with them.
Yeah, they rocked up. You had like high expectations. Yeah. Like, fuck yeah, this pretty is going to be sick. And then they were... I have no expectations of anything these days because it can only lead to disappointment.
Yeah.
And so if it rocks up good, it's like, fuck yeah. If it rocks up shit,
yeah,
I didn't have any expectations.
Yeah, so I think we can agree they're pretty good.
No, they are very, very cool.
So they'll be coming shortly. We appreciate the patience.
What did we say? We'll go order some hot laps around the shop and the first person who notices it, I'll take my shirt off and give it to them and then walk straight to JJ's and buy the nearest coolest...
No, you'll go to get an AS Colour shirt and get it printed straight away and restock
actually that's a good point.
That's actually a good point to top on. These shirts are AS Colour staple tees. If you don't know what that is, that's okay, go have a look at them. But for most people that do know them, quality shirt,
really comfy,
keeps nice. I've had my AS Colour tees for years.
They fit well.
They fit well. If you like them a bit oversized, go a size up. So I'm an XL.
Yep.
You fit well in XL, but you like
them. I'm 6'7", 140 kilos.
And you've managed to squeeze into a large
one. And I've still got a little bit of room in the sleeves. I don't know. And I don't know how I've done it. So I like wearing a large.
So if you're 6 foot,
if you're 183 centimetres and you're 6 foot like me and you're 85 kilos. So I'm 85 kilos, you're 75 kilos. You're wearing XL, I'm wearing large.
If you like them oversized, XL. If you're 6 foot and you like a nice tight fit.
Just go to large.
Yeah, go large.
Or go small if you like a really tight fit.
We have got smalls, mediums coming, so that's cool.
Sweet.
We, as all new, off the cuff, no real knowledge of this stuff, went looking for some ideas of how to do
We know nothing.
Things. And we found that a company, and we posted the story, and honestly, we really rate like people that are similar to us that are just doing their thing and doing their best to getting out, starting a business or whatever it is on the side. And young guy James reached out, Underground Lifting Apparel, UGLA, said, look, that we do similar stuff.
Yep.
And we love supporting people that are doing similar stuff.
Yeah.
So we've used them, honestly, exceptional experience.
Lovely.
Customer service is incredible.
Second to none.
And they even sent us a shirt, so we got a photo of that. We love that. So if you need printing, like this is top quality UG.
When we post a photo, we'll tag them.
Yeah.
Just on that, like, we've gone through all these people, use these things, not worried about the fine details or trying to get the most money, whatever it might be, but it's just doing the right thing by other people, not worrying about the long term or how do we make more money, how's this, and it's turned around and given us better karma. So a lesson from, we wouldn't be bloke to bloke if we didn't get a lesson out of it, I don't think.
Yeah.
So it's just, do things out of the goodness of your heart to help other people. He doesn't ask for a shout out or anything. We're happy to talk about him.
Yeah.
It's not a competition of our company's better, whatever it might be. It's do good things for other people without expectations of a return, and good karma will keep flowing your way.
Yeah, I can't stress enough. The experience we've had has been great. We also expect to have some crew necks and hoodies.
Yep.
Going to be sick.
Going to be fucking sick.
I'm so excited.
Just in time for summer.
And some, and some hats.
Just in time for summer.
Which is your sort of...
Yeah, domain.
I mean, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
If you have never seen me in a hat, which not many people have, you're going to now.
I'm a hat sucker.
Yeah, I'm not. So it's going to be good. I'm going to love it.
Sweet.
So exciting. Good stuff. That's all going to be on our brand new website. There's so many new things coming.
We've been saying there's going to be lots happening for the past 8 months.
There is. Trust me, we're trying.
We weren't lying.
Yeah, we weren't lying. Before we get into the usual of the weeks,
yep.
Stonks, checked it?
I checked it a couple weeks ago and it was doing really well.
Yep.
Not really well.
Yep.
Coming back. And now it's dropped down again.
Okay, mine's been great. Sorry, but it has. I'm back to where I was before COVID.
Bullshit.
Yep. ETFs, big caps.
Stop telling me that.
I am glad I can say that I was right when things come back around. It's never as bad as it seems, never as good as it seems.
Yep.
And yeah, it's good.
Jeez, mate, that's good.
Yep. TMB had a massive
day. That went really well.
Had a massive day recently for all those following at home. And Lake is back towards $2.
Is it?
Yeah, nearly.
Let me just check my portfolio.
Hallelujah. It's nowhere near the
original highs.
So that's been exceptional. So if you're following on at home or you've got those, still high quality, I reckon.
As we speak, I'm checking my portfolio. Yeah,
we'll let Nick do that. I'm pretty sure Lake's pretty good.
Brilliant.
Not good?
No, I'm not mad about it.
So in summary, you've been busy. I've been busy.
Yep.
We've been catching flights.
Not feelings. Okay. You wrote down in the the debrief.
Catching flights, not feelings. Interesting. Yeah.
You want to elaborate on that?
For you or me?
Either of us. Well, I'm going to New Zealand on the 2nd to the 14th. Catching flights, not feelings.
Yeah.
Which is why I've got somewhat of a stubble beard going.
Yep.
And then before the trip, I'm going to shave it and just lay this big horseshoe moustache.
Yep.
And it'll look bloody cool,
yep.
In my opinion.
It will.
No one else will probably agree with me, but
I will, mate.
Thanks, mate.
It's all right.
That's why I'm growing this filth, which you can probably hear on the mic right now.
You're away. I'm away at the same time for work as well, so...
So you're going for work, I'm going for a festival.
I'm going for both. I'm going to the footy as well, Melbourne.
Cool.
So you're going to have a great time. It'll be good for you.
And I'm definitely going to bring a shirt. And if the first person, if anyone comes up and mentions bloke to bloke, they're getting a shirt.
I agree.
On that, you're in New Zealand. If you go to the festival, Snow Machine, Christchurch.
Wait, we actually have a few Kiwi...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, go see
Christchurch, Queen. I don't. They're all the same. It's just New Zealand.
NZ. Yep.
What's the south one? Queenstown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find me. Cool. If you mention bloke to bloke, I'll give you a shirt.
Cool. Sorted. So, yep. In summary, going away. Sweet. Busy times. Things coming. Please be patient. You would have, if you're still following along at home with all the merch. It's been a long road.
If you're still on board.
Yep. Cool. Easy one to start with. Bloke of the week.
You go. Did I have one?
Yeah, bloke of the week. I'll give another plug. One, might as well shout out people as well.
Oh, wait, what a roll. Just keep going.
Had the Limitless Tech guys reach out and sent us a...
Little
charging.
Wireless
docking,
charger.
Yeah, docking station thing, which charges your Apple Watch, your AirPods, and your phone all in one.
Earpodies.
It's one of those things, it's a bit like, do I really need that? But
once you've got it...
I set it up at work.
Yeah.
And... it made me think of what you said about a clean environment, like
All
my charging, all in one hit, one go. And that was a kind gesture from him.
Yeah, and that's why I'm happy. We're happy to give him a couple of minutes here talking about it. It's not nothing in return. Nothing's another lesson. Hell, which is I'm on a roll.
Go.
Don't wait for someone else to do a good deed to have to do a good deed back. No. You be the first person to do the good deed. Message that person and ask to catch up with them.
Yep.
Do that thing for them. Don't wait for other people to do something so you need to retaliate to do the good deed. Be the person who does the good deed first.
Yep.
So,
great.
I don't know where that came from. It's just rolled off.
It's true. So Limitless Tech have said that they want to sort of get on board with mental health awareness and and sort of help out our listeners as well. And they really like what we're doing, and we like we like that sort of thing, helping small businesses.
It's it's one of those things where you, I don't need it. Wicked gift. You don't really get someone, you know, they got iPhone, you know, they got Apple Watch.
Yeah.
It's such a convenient gift that you may not need, but when you've got it, it's like, fuck yeah, this is sick.
I was going to say as well, so he's keen on you know, mental health and promoting all that sort of good stuff. So he said, if you use bloke, bloke2bloke,
mm-hmm.
15, you get 15% off.
Yeah.
And that's just for us, because obviously he likes what we're doing and we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And,
so.
And I mean, when you add up these little things, 15% makes.
It's a bloody handy gift. Father's Day's coming. Christmas is actually 4 months away.
So that Christmas thing,
next year's 6 to 8 months away. Get ahead.
So bloke of the week for him, but like there's two different people there that have just like doing their thing. We love that.
Yeah.
Working hard to, you know, do side hustles and whatnot.
Absolutely.
And have been nice to reach out and offer things to us. So we obviously like giving back.
Under the return, so we're giving back.
And love that. Yeah. Cool. Yours?
My what?
Your bloke of the week.
My dog, Hutchie.
Hutchie, yeah.
Little mummy's boy.
Yeah.
He's a bloke. I was going to name him bloke.
Do you want to announce who's mum? You got a mum?
Betty is the mum.
Oh, right. Where's Betty?
Betty's the dog.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, no human mum.
Shut up.
Thought of the week. I like this one.
I've always thought of this for the last 5 years.
Yep.
Just with my money, it's always come to mind with money.
Yep.
And do you want to say it? You haven't actually spilled out it.
I'll say it, but I'm going to forget the money thing. I'm going to say it's life in general.
And it is. Talk about money. Yeah.
Long-term peace of mind will always outweigh short-term satisfaction.
And that for me is like your highs of little bursts of satisfaction come with lows. You can't have quick spikes without the lows that come with it, and that's related to anything. And often it comes with sacrifice to miss out on those small things. But then in return for that small sacrifice is the long-term peace of mind, which for me always outweighs short-term satisfaction.
Yeah. Instantly two things come to my mind when I think of this. I think of like short-term satisfaction being like massive nights out.
Yep.
And that probably never outweighs the morning after the mistake, like all the student stuff and the mistakes you make
once every 10 times
for all the finance reasons, but also just like health and all that. But
waste of day, second
thing,
time.
I said this to you this morning. The second thing is, I said to you, I'm happy to grind a little bit when I'm younger to be, you know, better off later in life. And I think that long-term peace of mind, the goal, all that will always outweigh.
Oh, for sure.
So things like, you know, sucks having to study. Or go to work when you're an apprentice for long hours on not great pay.
I'm about to go outside and shoot that crow.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's just episode one again.
So, this episode, as you can tell by the title, is on finance.
Yeah.
And you can talk about it a bit more. But the long-term financial goals will always, always outweigh short-term spending on.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be blunt. Shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like you buy shit you don't need every week to
impress
and
then when people.
What was it? We buy things you don't need to impress people.
We don't like.
But with money you don't have to impress people we don't like.
Yeah.
And it's like every weekend treating yourself to something, and then you rely on those highs because you don't have the long term peace of mind growing. I'm literally going to go out and shoot that crow. Sorry about that little intermission. I just went and strangled a crow. I think I was talking about.
Finances and long-term peace of mind.
That's right. Your highs and lows and going out and then you rely on the highs to keep coming. So then you're relying on that. So it's finding the balance in the middle. Get your peace of mind, but then also treat yourself, but don't rely on the treats to get you through.
Yep. I think the best thing about this quote is it doesn't matter what aspect of life you apply it to, it has its place.
Yep.
It's not easy to focus on the long term, but it's also easy to get sucked into focusing on the long term too much. There's a balance in life between always the short term and the long term. You've got to live in the present while having an eye on the
Future.
But also learning from the past.
That's actually a good quote of the week. Live in the present, but always keep an eye on. Can you write that down?
One last time.
Live in the present and keep an eye on the future, always.
While learning from the past.
Trademark bloke to bloke. Sweet.
Long term peace of mind will always outweigh
short-term satisfaction. And
so take that.
We can twist a little bit and go to a breakup. You go through the experience of the grief of the breakup and whatnot, rather than short highs of going out every weekend. Because in the long run, you're going to be better off feeling the grief and going through it for the peace of mind. It literally applies to so much.
How many people have done that and then got to a certain period and like hit them like a ton of bricks?
Yeah, because they just relied on the highs.
I've done it, not recently, but a while ago.
Yep.
And you don't get anywhere and you just probably end up backwards.
Yep.
I love that.
Thanks, love you.
Song of the week?
You go first.
Okay, well, on the top of my head. Song of the week, so what have we got coming up? Listen Out's coming?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
Oh, anyway, Song of the week.
Oh, gone.
Actually, can I have a few?
Yeah, you go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, gone. Quick.
What did I do last week?
Last week.
week before.
Believe. The amazing.
Do you bet? Yeah, that one. Mother.
Yep.
By Dan. I don't know about Danzig.
Okay.
It's like Mother.
No,
not. Yeah, you will. You will not. Can I play it for 1 second?
Yep. Copyright. Yeah, that's all we got. Yep.
Sorry, I don't want to get banned. Mother, that one. Sick song.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you, mate?
Oh, gee, you put me on the spot. I'm trying to think. I've gone blank.
Can I have two?
Yeah, you go.
Do I Want to Know?
Yeah.
By Arctic.
Yeah, I'll just go. We just played in the car. What, you know, Two Door Cinema Club. I've probably gone that before, but it's classic. It's classic. That's my get out of jail free card. Before we move on, Nick, into the juicy topic, sweet, sour, lucky band for the last sort of fortnight. Sweet, what's been good? We can go easy if you want.
Dog,
and I reckon seeing. This is what I like about progress is seeing. All the last sort of like 3 months, maybe 6 months of progress we've made with this podcast.
Yeah. Finally.
You don't always, like, for example, if you're in the gym, you don't see progress.
That's true.
Every day until one day you just wake up and you see it. Like, you notice it. And I think we've put a lot of hard work in and all of a sudden, like, it's kind of like, it's literally, it's physical on.
Yeah.
Like,
the physical evidence of the, what's happening.
That's sweet. Like, to see the progress of the last probably 3 to 6 months and hard work really come to life. I think we burnt out a little bit, but I don't feel like we're getting burnt out. It's kind of just like happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sour.
I'm pretty slack with the gym.
Yep.
Put on a few kilos of fluff.
It does happen.
Which, and then it's not really a sour. I can make it a sour, but then I go, well, who cares? It's winter. I've gone to New Zealand. I need a bit more warmth on me.
Yep.
It's a human body. I still operate fine. My lungs still work. My heart still beats. My legs still move.
It's a good mindset.
A few extra kilos around my gut isn't the end of the world.
Yep.
So that's my sour turned positive.
Okay.
What about you, mate?
It's pretty good.
Thanks, mate.
My sour.
You probably can't beat it.
My sour. To be honest, I had a good fortnight.
You don't need to have a sour.
It's always good to look back and find something. There's always something that's not great in life. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I had my wisdom teeth out.
I'm pretty sure that's a sour.
Oh, man. The wisdom teeth out.
Remember the snap you sent me?
Oh, yeah.
With the bloody rags and the blood.
Yeah, that was coming out of some serious... I was knocked out completely. I don't really remember sending that. Yeah, that's some serious pain, hey?
I'm looking forward to
it. That's pretty sour. Like, just little things like not being able to eat.
Yeah.
And it's not being out, not being able to eat. It's not being able to eat what you want. And, like, you already feel gross from this pain and you feel gross from all the medication.
Yeah.
It's just not a fun time. Lucky
band. Yeah. Stretch me. I hate rainy, cold weather.
Yeah.
And that's what it's been. That's why I haven't gone to the gym. It's been like 2 degrees, 3 degrees at night. Wake up in the morning. So that's probably been a stretch of wrapping my head around not going to the gym and stuff. But then realizing, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
The gym's still going to be there when I'm ready to go back. I'm having a little break. What the hell? I don't need a six pack 12 months of the year.
No, it's not sustainable.
Then it's, cool. It's perspective.
Good.
Yeah. What stretched you, mate?
My lucky band is definitely, after coming back from being away and then going away so soon in a couple of weeks, just balancing priorities.
Yep.
Trying to 100% of the time focus on what I should be focusing on 100% of the time.
It's English, mate.
It's, English is one of them. It's, it's easy.
Yeah.
To spend like 90% of the time focusing on the right things, and you have that 10% of the time, and it can throw you off. I'm just trying to focus on what I want to focus on most of the time. Keep on that path.
Yeah.
It's not easy sometimes.
What else happened? Oh, little. Do you remember when you had to iron my shirt? here's just a little story I can throw in.
Oh, we should do a fortnightly, like, bloke to bloke before it was bloke to bloke story time.
Bloke to bloke performance review.
Yeah.
Coming up right now. Snippet of the fortnightly weeks.
Can I tell?
Yeah, sure.
So, this is like peak what this podcast is built on. You're really good at, like,
what my areas, you're really areas, good at your areas.
My areas. You look one way, I look the other. That's the whole crux of this podcast. So we had a AFL, our footy team, presentation night, awards night, something, end of season night.
Yeah, and when I wasn't playing, I came.
No, you did. You played it.
I didn't play that year.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Absolutely. No. Yeah, it was the first year. Definitely.
I thought it was the second one.
No, it was the first year.
With me, you Hatchie in that photo?
Yeah, it was the first year.
No, it wasn't. I didn't
whatever.
Play.
Whatever. Nick was coming to this thing.
I was a special guest.
He was welcomed. And the, as most awards night, that's suit and tie. And
you wear more than
I've come in
shirt, footy, shorts.
Yeah, I've come in the standard navy suit with the navy tie.
And, yep.
Ironed it myself, looking like I've gone to work.
Looking a million bucks.
Normal day. Nick says, come to mine for a few drinks beforehand. I'm thinking, great, I rock up. Oh, wait. My goodness. He's got the chinos on rolled with the surfer lace neck. What is it? The
anklet?
Anklet.
It's a good photo. If you go through my Instagram,
it is.
I look pretty good.
And the dilemma you had was,
I don't know how to iron a shirt.
Nick doesn't know how to iron a shirt.
And that was three years ago?
Yeah, still don't, do you?
So that's 3 years ago. So you had to iron my shirt. So
I did.
When was it? Yeah, so you ironed my shirt and we were onwards and upwards. 3 years later, I went to Rockpool with Lauren and...
Oh, yeah, Rockpool.
It was quite nice, actually. Yeah, I was a bit pissed.
Yeah, don't tell me how much, because we're going to go into a nice finance.
Like, when you walk down the aisles, there's all candles.
Yeah.
I had to blow one out.
You're that guy.
There's already a few blown out. If it was the first one, I wouldn't do it, but...
You went to Rockpool and you ironed it?
No.
How'd it go? No, didn't do it?
I called Mum.
Did she do it?
I said, Mum, when are you home? She wasn't home.
Nick.
I was like, I've got to iron a shirt and I'm trying to do it and I'm really struggling. And it was either leave then or go or wait half an hour for Mum to
get home.
What's
hard about ironing the shirt though? You place the shirt down, you iron.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist and I don't like when I can't nail something.
Yeah.
I try doing it, but it's like, no, I'm going to ruin it.
I'm like you, like, you know, the people be like, oh no, the small crease will fall out. No, I'm like, I'm ironing that thing.
And I also had the option to have Mum come do it properly.
Yeah. Were you ironing with a hotel iron?
No, it's here.
Oh, okay. Some irons are terrible. You get a steam iron.
And then Mum had to turn it up and stuff. I was like, oh, that's my first floor.
Yep.
So I waited half an hour, Mum ironed my shirt, went to Rockpool.
Moral of the story is you couldn't iron a
moral
shirt.
Moral of the story is
still can't.
Count on Mum to iron your shirt.
Yep. Okay. That's one tip. Nick.
Joshua.
Getting ahead with your money.
Yep. This is always something we like talking about.
I think, honestly, this is one of the most appropriate times to talk about this.
Given the financial position of life.
Given the current economic climate.
Whatever. That sounds a lot better than what I said. You're the money man.
Look, times are tough.
They are.
Real tough.
For a lot of people.
Yeah. Interest rates, as many people know, have gone up.
If you haven't been living under a rock, yep. I would like to assume you have.
I know that for a lot of people, and I was the same, no one really knows what that means other than bad, more money, everything's more expensive. So we can go into that, but let's just say interest rates gone up. For us and people that invest, the stocks not crashed, but kind of did at the same time.
Yep.
Like stocks are going down, so everything's becoming more expensive. Interest rates are going up.
But interest rates don't just go up for what you buy and the money in your bank.
Well, I was going to say, that was next.
Sorry, mate, I'll fucking... Yeah. Well,
I was going to say...
Have my mic.
So interest rates go up. The stocks that, so it's more expensive, but your investments are going down.
Yeah.
Therefore, the interest rate's going up to solve this issue of inflation, which means that if you have $20,000 in your bank account, as you were saying, it's actually becoming worth less.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is while one's going up, all the prices that you have to spend money on are going up, your money's actually worth less. So it's like a double hit.
Yeah.
And that cost of living.
That gets a bit confusing, but yeah.
You get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get what you're saying, but...
So, I can put an example in a minute, but your cost of living pressures, like your fuel and all that.
Yep.
So, for example, fuel that you're paying $50 for, right,
mm-hmm.
is now $80. Mm-hmm. We've seen that go past $2 a litre. It's horrific.
I paid $2.40 the other day.
Yeah, it's horrific. So you paid $50 for fuel, now it's $80.
Mm-hmm.
But that $80 you spent is now worth less because of inflation.
Yep.
So you're getting hit up and then you're getting hit downwards. It's pretty grim.
It's grim. Yep.
So you and I laughed at the price of milk. And it's little things.
Yeah.
Little things that you don't really pay. They add up.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel for people because it is tough, tough times.
It is.
We said it last time. Grandparents probably had the wars and the parents had, and then we are having, and people don't realize it, but we are having the COVID crisis, which will probably be history books in.
Yeah. Yeah. We were taught about bloody the roaring 20s and the French Revolution and all that. In years to come, this era will be in history books.
Now,
which is pretty cool.
For some people, it might not be the most exciting episode, but I don't think people realize how important and have the relationship between finance and well-being, mental well-being. And I also think we wanted to do this as well because you're not taught how to deal with these difficult times. You're taught, to some extent, how to save money.
Yeah.
But I think if you pair that you're not taught how to deal with tough times combined with the expectation of being young and buying a car, house,
all these things,
it makes it real difficult on your mental well-being.
Yeah.
So we've partnered with We Money.
Yep. Legends.
Financial wellness platform aimed at helping all Australians manage their financial lives. We've done an episode with them before. We love what they're doing.
Which is why we're doing another one.
Yep. They've got a great app. You can download that. Use code BLOKES. That will help you. But this is why we want to do it. We want to get you ahead.
Yep.
And if you can get ahead in life now in your early years, or doesn't matter how old you are, but most of our listeners are early. If you can get ahead now, trust me, when you have a family and you have more responsibility, because as we grow up, we realize that responsibilities are getting more and more.
Yep.
You'll become more financially free and you live a better, happier life. Therefore, your well-being mentally.
It's heavily, heavily underrated. And until you step back and realize how much your finances and money impacts your well-being and your life. When you look for jobs, you look how much you're going to get paid. When you buy a house, you need to look at how much that house costs.
Yep.
All these things. So when you have this side of your life under control in some way or manageable, it makes it so much easier. And we look at these things as, oh, it's just money, it's a different side of things. No, your literal whole life is dependent on money.
Yep.
As much as we wouldn't like to admit it.
Yep.
So if you got that under wraps, you got control over that, you've got some plan of attack in what you're doing with your money, it helps your well-being shitloads.
Yep.
Shitloads.
Yep, absolutely. So?
So?
I reckon we should probably touch on a few little educational things.
I feel like we should, mate.
To our sort of terms for you. Interest rates.
Take it away, mate. And then just dumb it down for me.
So interest rates mean, in lame terms, that it's more expensive to borrow money, right?
Yeah, when they go up.
Yep, so they've been going up, so now it's more expensive to borrow money.
Yep.
That might not mean much to you if you don't borrow money, if you don't have a home loan. But debt in general is something that people don't realise they're getting themselves into with buy now, pay later.
Yep.
Everything's becoming more expensive. When the interest rates go up, it's usually...
I'll kill that crow too, mate, don't worry.
It's usually to try and manage inflation, which as we spoke about before.
There's a reason behind all this. It's not all just chance. It's not all...
Yeah. It's to slow the printing of money down, right? So...
It's all very interesting.
It is when you get and understand it. Honestly, if you do a bit of reading on it, you'll understand it more and it might not mean anything to you. But the reason why I'm mentioning interest rates and debt is if you do have a home loan or you do have buy now, pay later and all that and you are struggling with a bit of debt, interest rates are going to mean you're paying now more. They want more back. They want more back from you, right?
Yep.
So I think I saw like the latest hike makes it like $150 or $200 a month for the average $500,000 mortgage per month. It doesn't seem like a lot, but you think about it, that's like $50 a week. That's your fuel for the week. It starts adding on, right?
Yeah.
So are really driving debt as their focus.
Which majority of people have, do they not?
Yeah. Majority of people, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the different ways WeMoney can help you drive down your debt. Now, this is important because I don't know if I mentioned before, but I have just entered into building a house.
You didn't actually. You didn't mention it last.
I'm building a house.
Yeehaw.
And
house is a liability. You'll never buy a house.
Yes. the thing with this is though, is that with all the joys of building a house and having your own home come all the stresses of financial, you know, pressures and paying back and stuff. So, it's a big responsibility. It's a lot of pressure.
Serious responsibility.
And in a time like this, when interest rates are going up, I'm going to have my work cut out for me. So, WeMoney, download the app. How can they help you pay down your debt? Personal loan or buy now, pay later. You can use WeMoney to help start tracking your saving and spendings, and put more towards your goals, such as paying off your debt using the debt tracker. Have I done this already? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you'd be silly not to.
I put my pay in. I know what I want. I'm feeding what I want, X amount, certain percent, into this savings goal to start paying off my debt. Now, I'm a little bit early on this, but if you need to refinance, which if you don't have a house, don't worry about it, you can see the opportunities there as well. And one of the best things is like we've built a little bloke-to-bloke community. We love that, like-minded people that share their experiences and stories.
Yeah.
On the WeMoney app, you're sort of with a community, with a WeMoney community who are going through similar sort of situations. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone knows if you're in the debt space in that community, everyone's got a debt. Yeah. People are struggling. Yeah. You can chat with people. It's great. You're not alone. You're doing it part of community, which we love.
Yeah.
So as we said, buy now, pay later, which
most people
becoming.
What percentage of people will?
Yeah, that's what I'm just getting here. So
60 or something, or
so 60%, Nick.
Yeah.
Of people have more than one buy now, pay later account.
That's a lot.
So not just Zip, like Afterpay as well. Like I don't have any.
No.
It do?
No.
No.
Which is why we're making this episode about finance and money.
So it's okay if you have that.
Sure.
It might be a necessity for you, but... Yeah.
But then that also comes back around. If you're not using it as a necessity, you're not looking at long-term peace of mind. You're looking at short-term satisfaction.
Throw some numbers at you. This is WeMoney survey they did, right? 85% of people have already experienced the cost of living pressures, right?
That's more than half.
Fuels.
Milk, eggs, bread.
Bread.
Yeah. Everything. Literally everything.
Chuck that onto your increase. It's difficult times. There's no doubt about it. One in three people have also said, as I said, with the interest rates, their increases, that one in three people will impact their ability to make repayments. That's a hard stat.
Substantial.
I remember telling you that, and that's like...
It's a lot. But it's like people, like if you listen to this, like, oh, it doesn't apply to me. It literally does. It literally applies to everybody. Yep. Like, if you're not, you don't have a mortgage yet, you will. If you don't have personal loans, I'm sure in time you will. Yep. If you're not borrowing money, you're not in debt, you will. So the sooner you get onto this, the sooner you manage it, the sooner you can sort out this hectic situation of money and finances, the better off. So the sooner you get the app, you put everything there, and then... Inevitably, down the line, when you cross these paths, you've got it all sorted out already.
Yep.
So this does apply to you, even if you don't think it does.
So I've said that if you've got like a home loan or a buy now, pay later account, you can get on there, you can start paying down your debt.
Yeah.
Right? But if you don't have any of that, and you're just like, maybe like you're an 18-year-old and you just started working for the first time, you have no debt.
Yeah, mortgage doesn't apply to me. What the fuck?
Okay.
It does.
So if you get onto WeMoney, you can put what you're earning in there.
Yeah.
You can find out your net worth. You can find out how much you're spending on certain things.
Yeah.
You can make goals in there.
Yeah.
Pretty good habits to be learning, right? What Somewhat, did we say yeah. before? Some people don't learn, or most people don't learn how to deal with difficult times, but most people don't learn how to save money in general.
Yeah.
It's a great early learning stuff.
Yeah.
So, another thing you can do, you can see your stocks in there.
Yeah.
You can see your crypto, if you've got crypto.
Well, no, we're not judging anyone around here. You're not.
So, I think the important thing is we've established that no matter who you are,
no matter what stage you are in life, no matter what your financial position, whether you've got $1 million in your bank, whether you've got $35 in your bank.
Yeah. If there's a time to do it,
it's now.
We've redone this point before, but I want to say it again. How can you be clear? How can you be mentally clear when your super is with one place, right? And you can only see that one place. And then you've got your bank here that you'd have your savings in. And then on the other side here, there's where you're doing your shares. And then on the other side, you've got your crypto. And then you've got, maybe you have a home loan with another bank because that's the best offer.
In your mind, you got your $300 a week of rent that's coming out. That's not anywhere.
So I've got five different things there. I've got five different customer numbers.
Yeah.
I've got five different passwords.
Yeah.
You got to go five different places. WeMoney, see it all in one spot.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's no bullshit. We wouldn't... we've had a squillion different people want to work with us. We like this because it genuinely is good. We're not.
What did I say before about limitless tech, and what did you say before in the previous episode, is that a clean environment gives you such
clarity. Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
And if finance is this massive part of your life, which we've already established, is this not like one of the number one things for a clean environment? It's exceptional.
This is your bloody spray and wipe of your finances.
Yeah, it's honestly
cleans it right up.
It's your bread and butter. Now, Nick, we've established what WeMoney does, why you need WeMoney, and the important times we're in.
That's only part of it. That's the managing it.
Yeah.
You actually, believe it or not, you actually have to make conscious efforts to save money. Well, you can't just put it all into WeMoney.
Okay, lucky we're here to talk about it.
This is my forte. Saving money, not spending it.
It's important, like all episodes, that we talk about our own realistic tips and tricks that we use, or our mindset.
Real life scenarios of two absolute weapons.
We can say, like, download WeMoney, and that's great.
Put your money in, do this. You can look at it all. You can look at it all money and still lose it all because you've got no good habits. No good habits, bad English too.
If you don't do, then there's no point. Right.
You can watch your money go down on WeMoney, but you actually have to make a conscious effort to save the money.
Yeah, true. Big one that I've noticed with you, and that I thought was a bit extreme, but I really learned from it and I like it. Thanks. And some people will still say it's extreme, but
whatever, each to their own. You can watch your money go down on WeMoney.
Shopping for food or grocery shopping or like the supermarket. Do you want to go through that?
Yeah.
What you do? And
for me, I buy most of my stuff on special.
Yep.
Whether it be like dishwashing stuff, washing powder, toothbrush, toothpaste. They're all things you inevitably have to buy.
Yep.
Inevitably have to buy.
Yep.
So buy it on special and buy a few of them.
Yep.
So you got your toothpaste. Oh, shit, ran out of toothpaste. Got to go to the shop.
Yep.
Oh, bugger, I got to pay $8 for it when yesterday I could have bought four of them for $4.
Mm.
They're going to get used eventually. You're saving money. Yeah, I might save them up $4. If you do that with every like toothbrush, toothpaste, washing powder, bloody, what else do you have to use in your bloody day-to-day? Toilet paper, paper towels, stuff, everything. If you buy all that stuff when it's on special, keep it stored. You're going to use it, so you're not overspending. You're actually saving money.
Yep.
So that's one huge thing that will always add up, and the other one's food. So in my variety, I'll often buy food that's on special, and then it's, oh, sweet, I've got this because this is on special. I've got this is on special. That's also a way of how I get variety in my meals, and I don't mind eating bland food.
No.
I'm eating healthy, but I'm buying on special, and that adds up like fuck too.
And look, for some people, like cooking and stuff's a big part of their life, and that's great. Like, it's obviously not so much for us, but you can still make savings there.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a trade-off. Like, you want to get the most out of your health and what you're eating, but also you want to make it as budget-friendly as possible.
The middle ground, the balance.
I think when you break down grocery shopping, it's something, as you said, you're always going to have to do, right? So, for example, we all have to eat.
Believe it or not.
And we all want to eat a balanced diet. So you're going to have find a protein source, a carb source.
A fat source.
A fat source, and obviously a fruit.
And a tomato sauce and barbecue sauce.
But if you can go into this is what I did the other day. If you can go into, say, for example, protein. You said about your chicken. Remember the other day you said you bought...
I bought shit.
Like 10 packs of...
Yeah, what was it? Chuck it in the freezer. Yeah. It's going to go off tomorrow. It's frozen. It's going to last another 6 months. Yeah. It's fine.
Yesterday in Coles, literally, I'm not joking, the whole protein section was on sale for half price, right? Yep. So protein bars are so expensive, like $4. Like, you can get protein powder that works out to be like 80 cents a serving, but you're paying $4 for these things. And they taste good, I get it, but probably not value for $4. Yeah. I always buy the one on sale. But yesterday, I was like, okay, $2 for a protein bar is pretty good.
Mm.
I want one every day. Like, that's just part of my diet, right? So I went and bought like 30.
Yeah. You're going to use them. They're not going to go out of date. You're saving money.
I'm just having to store them. That's it.
I'm sure you can find them to store them.
Somewhere to put them. Yeah. So it's things like that. So does it feel like you're spending a lot at the time? Yes. And that's where you got to really give your mindset.
Accept that you're actually saving money by doing this.
But that, let's say that like $60 I spent is spread across the next like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
Where I'm not having to spend that money at all.
Yeah.
I think with these sort of things, and we can touch on things like fuel.
Well, back up, still on groceries. We've got 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds that never bought food. I don't understand how it works.
It's not cheap.
And you can buy things. You buy chicken, It's on special. Put it in the freezer. That morning, take it out. At night, it's defrosted and you cook it.
Yep.
So you buy these. If you do a weekly shop, buy these things. You might get kebabs and this and that on special. There's your variety. Chuck it in the freezer. That morning, take it out. Defrost. Eat it that night. Save money. It's there. And then you never have to get... but you don't have to rely on, oh, fuck, got no food. Yep. I'll get fast food. Oh, fuck, got this. It's, if you've always got stores of stuff in your freezer...
Yep.
It's fine. It goes off tomorrow, put it in the freezer, it'll go off in 6 months' time.
Yep. I've noticed that, especially now that we're coming back from the supply issues we've had in the supermarkets, that there's always something of your product that you want on special. So we laugh about barbecue sauce, but there's always a barbecue sauce on sale.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I don't know. This is like I said about people's cooking.
I'm a connoisseur.
They're foodie. We get it. Like some, that's for some people, that's great. But for me, like, for example, like, the barbecue sauce that's like a dollar compared to $3.
The Master Foods, the Heinz, the Fountain, the and Rosella. And
we were laughing before. We were laughing before.
Whatever it's called.
Laughing before about...
you were laughing. I just chuckled.
Me, that I've stopped having the $5 coffees every day. But for example, if I've decided I want $5 coffee every day, if I buy that $10 pack of chicken or the $5 one on sale, that's a free coffee.
Mm.
And or $5 every day, which is 35.
Yeah.
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 Times 52.
Don't ask me.
It's quite a lot of money.
A fair bit.
It's only $2,000, right? So these are the savings you can make that don't feel like at the moment. It's your mindset walking.
When you create the habit. When you create the habit and you apply it to everything and fuel. So I've got to drive. Say I've got to drive somewhere tomorrow. It's a 20-minute drive. I've got just under half a tank of fuel.
Yeah.
For me, that's 60 litres left. Oh, I've got a 140-litre tank. It's $2.40 today. Oh, sorry, it's $2.40 tomorrow.
How do you know that?
John Fuel Watch.
Yep.
The app.
Yep.
I can see what the price is tomorrow, what it is today.
You can also see the cycle of the days, yep.
Yeah, and then on the way, I can find, oh, there's a fuel station where I can get it for $2.18. I'm going to fill it up. Don't wait till the next day because you're going to have to get the fuel inevitably, eventually.
Yep.
Eventually, inevitably, whatever bloody word comes first there.
Yeah.
So get it when it's cheap. It's just realize I need to get it, get it. Don't hold off.
Another thing with fuel, like food, is that not so much, but to a certain extent it is, you need fuel because you're going to have to drive around for work to get to places.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
You might as well get it cheaper. It just makes sense. Yeah.
So when you've got your fuel, your groceries, your necessities at home, like your toothbrush, your detergent, your this, that, and the other, you add all them up. You go to you buy clothes on special. They're going to come on special, on sale, sorry. You buy clothes on sale. You add all this up.
Can I just ask, people will say, that's great, I want to start adding it up. And because you don't, I don't think you realise how much you spend on these things until you do. How do you do that?
Well, there's a pretty good app, I reckon, you can really download.
Yeah, like you're chucking blokes into Wee Money, you might find something there.
But all jokes aside, genuinely.
So you can see you're spending on your food and you might realise, oh dear, like I've spent so much money on food eating at cafes. A $25 meal at a cafe probably works out to be about five meals that you got of things on sale.
Yeah.
And when you think about that, five meals for the price of one.
It's pretty bloody good.
I mean,
pretty
good. Rewind half an hour, but long-term peace of mind will always outweigh short-term satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah. And you still got to find the balance. You can go out, but just limit how, and work out how much you can afford. So, get Wee Money to realize how much you can afford.
So with little things, and you said habits, I like that word, but it's so little changes there, like getting things on sale, but the big emphasis point there is you've got to have the perspective and the mindset in place. You've got to walk in there going, okay, I know I want to eat well and I know I want to get this and this, but where can I make savings?
Yeah.
So for example, the other day, I think I walked away from an aisle. I wanted to get something as a snack. It wasn't a necessity.
Snack.
I walked away because there was nothing that I thought was financially viable.
Yeah.
Is that a little bit extreme? Okay, maybe a little bit. Maybe, but I feel like I was just comfortable with that. That's just the way it was.
On that though,
keep going.
Well, you've done that, made that choice, walked out of the shop. When you go back in, you see it on special, there's your treat. There's your snack. It's not a frequent thing. It's a treat. You deserved it. You got it on a special. And it's the mindset that's created.
Like I said earlier about progress, and you don't really see it until it adds up. And then one period, you just see it. If I make that decision one time, 10 times, 20 times, probably don't notice it. If I make that 100 times and add it up, you save a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's mindset perspective for things like spending there.
Just one more on food. If obviously you've got your staple points in your diet. If they're not going to be on special, that's fine. We're not saying buy everything on special.
No.
You have your bananas once a day, every day.
Yeah.
you go in and buy your shop bananas aren't special. That's your staple point. Get your bananas.
Yeah, but don't be malnourished.
Don't because, be don't be like I am sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just the balance.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. I love that. These are things I don't think you realize until you make that shift. So start budgeting, start looking at your spending, see where you can make a difference, and trust me, it adds up. Investing.
Another
big one. How are you going to get ahead?
Save, invest, track. Yeah.
So we both have investments, and mm-hmm. some people have crypto. You still got yours? I definitely don't have any. Nick has some.
You blabble on. I'll What's the app called again? CoinSpot.
Gee. So how
I think I deleted it. Oh, no, I still got it.
How do you get ahead by having investments? Because it's easy for us to say investments, 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 but that's once again part of your budgeting. If yep. you can budget for X amount for fuel, X amount for food, you've got to make a conscious effort to have even something like $25 a week.
Whatever it might be.
Because although you can't spend it now, you keep saving that. It might go into a different savings account, or you just know it's there, you put it in the budgeting app for a savings goal and weigh money. Once it gets to a certain amount, you can invest it. And it's the small habit there. Like, you think it's all the same mindset perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
And eventually you get an investment and it makes you passive income when you're older. And like we said, long-term peace of mind, we keep saying this, long-term peace of mind will always outweigh the short-term satisfaction. Always. Have you got crypto?
I do.
Yeah, it's how much are you down? Yeah, horrific. See, it's don't...
So in November, my portfolio, it was 3,000, peaked at $3,757. I haven't opened it for months and months. What's it now?
In the ones?
$1,249.
So if you've got crypto, that's okay. Good for you. I don't think it's safe, especially people our
age. I just do that for fun.
Yeah, good stuff. Any other sort of things we've got? Food and groceries and spending. You've got your main things. How else can you get ahead? Do you budget?
No.
No?
It's just,
subconsciously, maybe?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Without Agreed. Tracking. It's just how I am. I know how to manage these things.
Yep.
I've also changed mindset a little bit of... I'm going through a period of just spend it, just enjoy it a little bit, because I know in the back of my mind I will save money, know how to save money, I don't overspend my money, but I'll go out on nights out sometimes. I won't look at my bank account. What did it cost me?
Yep.
I don't care. I had a good night.
Yep.
And that's kind of the shift I've made a little bit, going from the extreme of save, 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 track, don't spend, and I'm just taking some pages out of some other people's books and just also enjoying my life more, and I am making money and I do have to spend it at some fucking point in time.
Yeah.
So treat myself where I can. Don't rely on the short-term satisfaction and the short-term highs, but then obviously find the balance and give yourself those things while still maintaining the long-term peace of mind.
On the topic of getting ahead, Nick, mm-hmm. and I want to get your opinion on what we said before, that more 60% of people have more than one buy now, pay later account.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts around that and tying it into the topic of getting ahead? You don't use buy now, pay later? No.
It's just, what do you need it for? It's the biggest places it's advertised, you see it in windows, is retail shops.
Yeah.
Nothing in a retail shop is what you need. Yeah. 90% of the time it's a want, and then you buy your necessities.
Yeah. If you do have buy now, pay later, that's okay. And if you have more than one, you're one of the 60% of people, that's okay too. It's not an attack on you. But my personal thought has always been around these things are, if you can't afford it...
You can't afford it.
So not many people will be doing this, but I've seen, like, apparently you can, like, buy flights, go on holiday and stuff. I've been pretty big on, like, there's a reward for saving for something. Like, the actual feeling you get for saving up, you can afford it, you buy it.
It feels better. It's more satisfying.
I just think it's a slippery slope with buy now, pay later, because it's just, for people our age, a cool, sexy way of saying getting a loan. It's just a debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually have been asked, going for this home, building the house, about buy now, pay later.
Yeah.
They do look at that.
Yeah.
They do see how much you used it.
Yeah. So it's Mace. I'll
cut it out. Go on.
Don't cut it out. Leave it in. All right, this is Mason on the phone. Hey, mate, how are you? You're on speaker. You're also on the podcast.
Am I on the podcast?
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Unreal. What are you doing?
We'll be finished in half an hour. Why are you going to come through with your cruiser?
Yeah, you at your place or what?
Yeah, we'll be done in half an hour.
Yeah, I just can't remember your address. They checked me.
Yeah, righto, mate. We'll leave the mics on for you when you get here.
Yeah, perfect. Can I say whatever I want? Is there a topic you want me to talk about or what?
We're talking about finance, mate. Your best bit.
Dodge your fine.
Righto, mate. See you, mate.
See ya.
Okay. Where were you? Do you remember? Okay.
We'll move on.
Well, I was going to say something. Well, I've basically lived my whole life. We're not cutting that out either.
Go on.
I basically live my whole life with long-term peace of mind will always outweigh short-term satisfaction. For me, in my situation, if I order a Land Cruiser, I'm just going to say it now, that's how it is.
Yep.
If I order a Land Cruiser and it rocks up in 12 months' time,
yep.
I can afford to buy that in cash.
Yep.
And that's the sacrifices I've made basically my whole life of not splurging, making savings. And so when big things like this come along, I don't need to worry about money. I can afford an $85,000 car. And that's the position I've put myself in through long-term discipline and small changes that added up like fuck over 23 years. That's how I've always been. That's how I've been taught from my parents. And so, yeah, it's at the end of the day, that to me is more important than small highs followed by lows, followed by stress about money.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
Yeah. I see that and I hear that and I think that's what I said before about the reward of saving.
Yeah.
Like when you finally do get it. I just want to reiterate the point with buy now, pay later and things like that and also crypto and all this stuff is that in the e-commerce world that we live in as, you know, our age, there's always these marketing tactics to make everything seem cool and it's the new sexy
thing. Yeah.
Like crypto, NFTs. Mm.
It's buy here, now, pay later. Everything's here and now. Get things here and now. Make money here and now.
It is, I'm just going to call it, majority of it is just bullshit way of getting your money. And at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, buy now, pay later is a debt.
Mm.
You owe money and it's something that you cannot afford.
If you saw a t-shirt and you saw the process was they didn't have buy now, pay later. You got to go to the bank. You got to get a loan. Now you owe money to the bank to get that shirt. Would you get it? Probably not.
And I would like to think ethically, it's probably not good for these companies to be promoting them everywhere in stores, but it's business at the end of the day. But we're not attacking you for having those accounts. We're trying to educate and try and see if you can make a shift towards not using those things and sort of budgeting with Wii Money and using the savings goal or looking at your investments and where your debts are, blah, 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 to not have to rely on these things.
Yeah.
Because that's, at the end of the day, people that listen, we want you to do well. We want you to get ahead with your money.
We're not here to attack people. I mean, it's,
at the end of the day, your money. You want you to get ahead with your money.
At the end of the day, we're not having a crack at you. It doesn't affect us what you do with your money. We just want to try to help you.
Yep.
At the end of the day, if you're buying something you can't afford with your money and borrowing it from someone else to buy something that costs $60, at the end of the day, is that a wise choice for your long-term peace of mind? Absolutely fucking not.
You know what I'd love to see? And this, because we've been talking about donate out and all this stuff as well, not like donate out, you know what I mean?
Mm.
If someone went to the shops for the week and they save $50 in their groceries and they use that $50 to buy their missus dinner on the weekend for a nice meal out, I'd love that. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing. It's small. These small changes. We're not saying eat like a caveman.
Yeah.
Don't go.
No, you make a good point.
If it's the difference between we love to see that instead of buying that shirt on Afterpay, you didn't buy it, you saved up for it, and then you bought it.
It feels better.
Let's just say we're not going to be offering Afterpay for these, are we?
No. Imagine walking around, you've bought a shirt, but you don't actually own that shirt.
Yeah.
The bank does.
Yeah.
Or whoever.
And I understand with cars and stuff, you finance it. Yeah, I get all that, houses and stuff, but like, I just think it'd be nice to hear these stories. We're not saying go extreme. It'd be nice to hear, boys, for the last 10 weeks, I've been buying things on sale. I added it up. It worked out to be $100 and that went towards my mum's Christmas present. Yeah,
I took mum out for dinner and it was such a nice night. And at the end of the day, it didn't really cost me much because I still got the food that I wanted and that's that.
It's all your mindset.
It's perspective and mindset.
You saved $100, you took your mum out. But you could say that you took your mum out for free, nearly.
Yeah, literally. And
how good did that go?
You could do that monthly. You could go out for dinners. You could, whatever.
I think it's all in your mindset. I love that. I really do. We asked the other day, Nick, some questions.
Yep.
And we've just
a couple.
Picked a few that we think are good.
Just a couple of couples.
We'll just rattle them off. I don't know how long this is going to go, but people might like to know. Nick.
Yep.
Brownie, where did you boys learn some finance sort of education from? Just over time?
Just over time, my mentality and how I've been, it's just, through parents, through this, through the other, and I've always been interested in it. It's always been a hobby.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's that's where that's come from for me.
Yep. For me, I'm pretty lucky that I've been taught from a fairly young age, like not extremely, but just about finance, like saving and stuff, and parents encouraged me to get a job when I was in high school just to learn. And I've taken that and learnt, you know, just myself and through uni and stuff. But I also do acknowledge, and you do as well, how I am pretty grateful that I've been taught. You
grew up in a household
where it feels like basics, but for some people it's not. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
So plenty of, like, it's the Google era. Like, you can just Google, like,
make a hobby of it.
How do interest rates affect
what is an interest rate?
Inflation, Google finance.
Just the more you read it, the more you soak it in, the more. And it's inevitable, as we said before, money is probably the biggest part of our lives that we don't want to admit.
With finance and any education, it's, we've said this before, but it's half an hour on TikTok before bed, or you could spend half an hour reading a book, or you could scroll the internet learning something. I don't do that all the time, but sometimes it's
your choice at the end of the day.
Okay, Nick, stocks, any good books or people to look at for info?
That's your information. That's your domain, I think.
Yeah.
We always should chat. We get to know people that do buy stuff and bounce questions off each other, suggest to each other.
I always, we always laugh at DYOR, do your own research.
Yeah.
But to get a good feel of it, just read on places like Motley Fool, just have like articles on things that are happening. Like they do like things to watch today, and they announce like, oh, this person had an announcement. What does this mean?
Yeah.
So that's Motley Fool, F-O-O-L. Even like Yahoo Finance, all that stuff's pretty good.
Even if it's just random on a random stock, you've
Google it.
Yeah, you've read something about it and you realise what change this economic crisis did to that share and what that management changed. At the end of the day, you don't really care about that specific stock maybe, but you'll learn the general gist of things.
And we love podcasts here. So Equity Mates do a good beginner one. They've got a book, they've got podcasts, or My Millennial Money.
Yeah.
They have planners and stuff. I'm quite a big fan of the Equity Mates. Best stocks for the long term.
Lake Resources.
We'll stick with Lake and TMB. They're your small caps. Don't get into those if you don't have enough money to. Long term, if you don't know what I mean by ETF, Google ETF, but ETFs are probably all your best long term stocks. Good for passive income. I would start there.
Yeah.
I have VGS with Vanguard, one of the most popular.
What's it worth now? 100 and
VGS, I can check. It went down a bit, but Vanguard. Something
very early on when I started investing was Dad told me, and it's a common thing that's taught and told, don't invest what you can't afford to lose.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you're putting that money in someone else's, some other company, in confidence that they're going to do well.
Even the safest ones.
Ones, so don't invest what you can't afford to lose.
VGS is $97.
Yeah.
Vanguard, I have beta shares ones. They're all quite popular ones. Check those website, Vanguard and Beta Shares.
Yep.
Simple terms, how do you actually buy a stock? This is a really good question because I had no idea and I really like had to lean on people for this. What platform do you use?
We both use Comsec. There's a squillion different platforms you can use. Comsec's the main one. It's the safest one. And it's easier when you have a Commonwealth account.
Yep.
Just all intertwines together. But if you have Wii Money, you can use whatever app.
Yep.
You
can see any of them.
Go on. It's actually so, I remember, so scary.
Because I actually went through it with my dad the other day, because you don't realize, I might actually bring the app up while I'm doing it. So let's say you're on Comsec, you decide that you want to buy VGS, you click buy in the green, and then it's so daunting.
You either do the quantity
or value.
Or the value.
So what would you do? Quantity being units, how many units of it, which is too complex to talk about.
So I always just go two and a half grand.
$2,500.
What I'm willing to spend on that. And then I
ask for a limit price.
So the price I'm willing to spend on it.
So let's say it's 97.29 now. Let's just say
98.
Usually you go underneath.
Depends how bad you want it.
It says bid price, which is what you can pay for it right now to get it right now. Let's put 97.2. It says expiry. Good till expiry or good for day?
Good till expiry.
Okay, I was always taught good for day because if something
goes, what's going to happen. Yeah.
If a company decides tomorrow that you, so good for expiry will just mean until you get your order, or wait there until it does it.
So how does an order work? What does that mean?
Well, when you order,
you don't just buy it.
You order it. So when it hits the price, then it becomes a purchase.
Who do you buy it from? Do you buy it from the company?
You buy it from the exchange.
But are you buying it from Vanguard or someone selling it?
No, I'm buying it from Vanguard.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
On the exchange.
Yeah. But how does it work though? Because someone else needs to.
When people, I know what you're saying now. When people sell, the price goes down. When people buy, it goes up.
Yeah.
So essentially, when someone sells it, it'll come down a price, and that might hit my price.
Yeah. So that's how it works. So someone's put a sell order in at
97.2.
You're buying it off 97.2.
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the exchange is. Yeah.
Which is what. So you could put an order in at 96. You might not get it because there might not be someone else putting a sale order in at 96. That's how it works. I don't get a...
Well, if it's at 97 and someone sells it at 97, it goes down to 96.9 and it keeps going down and down. Just on the expiry thing, if you're buying a company, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
It is clever.
So if they come out and say that their earnings are taking a massive hit and you've got good till expiry and it tanks, it's going to take your order and you've just got it at the worst time. It's just a safeguard.
That's the thing I didn't actually realize buying. I can't go to BHP, walk up to the front desk and go, I want to buy 100 shares. I need to put the order in and someone else needs to be selling it at the price that I've put an order in to complete that transaction.
Yep. Last one, the other two questions will tie into the end. How do you go about buying your first house?
Go on, mate. You've just done it.
I think buying your first home is an extremely daunting experience.
Process.
And I think it's something that, especially in Australia, that we're all taught from the older generation that that's like the Australian dream, something you need to do. There's a big expectation, and it's something that is, I got put off by it. Put off by it, but I did more research into it for myself, and I figured out that's how I want to go about it. But first of all, you need to be in the financial position to do that.
Mm.
Now, if you think that you are and you're not sure, which I wasn't sure, you go see a finance broker. It's free. They get paid by the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You go there. They are pretty intrusive with your finance. They really dig deep into you.
Yeah.
They ask you all these sorts of questions, but
they're
pretty blunt. They'll tell you,
yeah,
mate, I need you to come back in 6 months. I need you to do this. Or, hey, mate, I need you to close that buy now, pay later account. I need you to pay off that debt and then we can think about it.
So on that note, that's a good one. If you have someone that's airy-fairy, that's fluffy, it's, that's okay, I probably wouldn't suggest them.
No.
The more clean-cut someone is with, you need to get rid of this, you need to start doing this, I would stick with that type of person.
Yeah. So for the broker, that was my first sort of step. They rattle off straight away, first time meeting you. Do you owe any money to anyone? Do you owe any money to the bank? Do you owe any money to buy now, pay later?
Yeah.
What's your debt? What's your income?
Mm.
What's your stability looking like? Have you got kids? Have you got a partner? All that sort of stuff. That's before you even think about the home.
Yeah.
So at least I knew walking out that day that he's been pretty blunt and intrusive, and he's told me, Josh, you're young, this is a good step, you're doing well. And I walked out of there feeling comfortable.
Yeah, and I think actually a huge lesson from that, and doesn't just apply to this, it literally applies to everything and everyone that's come to my mind. The less bullshit you're going to hear, the less bullshit you're going to see.
Yeah.
If you hear fluffy air, it's okay. The more bullshit, the more bullshit. The less bullshit, the less bullshit.
If I generally wanted to buy a home and he told me, mate, like, you need to do this, come back in 6 months, I wouldn't have been down about it. I would have been like, I appreciate that.
Mm.
And it can be hard to hear at times, but that's true.
It's
after you see the broker, that's when you start to do the build or buy the home.
Yeah.
I'm building. Which I have a building broker and still going through that process now with the builder. I've got a builder and we're about to do all that stuff. So can give you more on that. But honestly, around the finance, it can be a really humbling experience and a really difficult experience going to a finance broker. But if you've got a good one, they'll just tell you straight away. Because it is their job at the end of the day to get you a loan, but they also want you to
what's best for you.
Yeah, what's best for you.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of glad I had that experience. It was really good.
Yeah.
We've got two questions here that are about stability in your teenage years and best tips for starting to save money. Use Wee Money and breaking part of that. Use budgeting. Look at your spending. Think about your mindset.
Yeah.
This whole podcast, I was chatting to someone the other day about the word perspective. This whole podcast, not intentionally, but has come to this idea of perspective and mindset.
Which most of them do.
And we've said about Wee Money, and I'll say it again, your finance is such a big part of your life.
Mm. It's so
your
much
mental
bigger.
Well-being is so directly related
to your finance.
Like, if you are struggling with friends, a relationship, whatever it is, and on top of that, you haven't got your finances in order, it's a mess, you're struggling and worrying about that, it's so important that you get on top of these things.
Yeah.
So it'd be literally silly of you to not have all your finances in one clean environment.
It's, yeah, as we said, it's for everybody.
With a community of people, because we love this community side that we've got with Bloke to Bloke, but a community on Wii Money, a similar situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, as we said, as I said before about the importance of money in our life, and we don't realise it, literally every single thing we do, every single thing around us, the furniture that fills this room, it's all based around money. We chose that couch, or let's have another one because it was cheaper. Everything revolves around money in the life we live today, and you can't avoid that.
I would love to say the world doesn't revolve around, but unfortunately it seems to be that way.
It just does. You spend 8, 9, 10 hours of your day making money to live, to survive, to buy these things. Your job, you chose your job, which we wouldn't like to, or which in my opinion, I wish wasn't the case, but we choose our job based off what we get paid a lot of the time.
Yeah,
it's everything revolves around money. If your money's shit, you're probably going to be shit too. It's just shit. There's just big shits everywhere.
Like I said, I don't know how you can be clear mentally and have a great well-being if your super's here, your bank's here, your finance here.
Yeah. All over the show.
Mortgage here. So,
if that's all over the show, you're probably all over the show.
Yep. So in summary.
Sweet.
The economic climate.
Not great.
Not great and tough. And we're not taught this.
No.
That's the important aspect. That's
why you listen to Bloke to Bloke.
It's okay to feel lost with it all and to feel unprepared, because we all are, because we're never taught these things. You don't go, it's silly. You go to school and you learn about volcanoes and all that crap in geography and where, what.
The tectonic plates.
Yeah, like and bushfires and the formation of a rock and stuff. But you don't get taught like how to save money. Yeah,
school prepares you for life, but you're not actually taught the things that prepare you for life.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Fuck school. Just everyone drop out. So no, I'm just kidding.
I honestly wish when I was 18 that there was like a platform like Wii Money or a group of people talking about it. When I found Equity Mates, that was
or Bloke to Bloke. Yeah.
Aimed at helping people manage their financial lives, and that's what Wii Money does, and that's what we're trying to partner with them and try and promote to you as well, is that like we love talking about like what it's like to go see a psych and break the stigma there. We love to talk about your morning routine, your nighttime routine. We love to talk about overthinking, because these things impact your mental well-being, but just equally as much, so does your finance.
Yeah, for sure.
85% of people have already experienced cost of living increases in recent times. 60% of people have more than one buy now, pay later account. And on top of that, 1 in 3 people said the increases to the interest rate will impact the ability to make repayments.
That's damning stats. Concerning.
And it just highlights that this current time is so difficult on people.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to promote to you.
Yeah. No.
It's an important part of your well-being. Look at your mindset. Look at your perspective.
Yeah.
And you got us a code. What was the code?
You got the code.
You've got it. Come on, mate. You got to say it.
Blokes.
Yep. Capital letters. Hashtag
blokes. Capital B, capital L, capital O, capital K, capital E, capital S.
Download the Wii Money app. We'll probably chuck a thingy up anyway.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Yeah, blokes. We're going to go out and make financial strong decisions today and tomorrow.
What are you going to buy today?
I got food at home prepared, man. I'm a changed man.
That's all right. I'm at mum and dad's, so I got food prepared too. Sure, I don't spend a cent on.
Yep.
Make financial safe decisions.
Yep.
Go to your parents' house. Eat all their food.
Yep. And just to reiterate.
The shirt's coming soon. Actually, they're here.
Hats.
Just quietly.
Yeah.
Hats.
Cool. Oof. Love that, mate.
Sweet ass. Anything brownies? Nah. I think it's bloody. I'm going to go waste my money on something I don't need for a short-term high.
No.
Just kidding.
Long-term peace of mind will always
outweigh short-term satisfaction.
As always, champ.
Do not call me champ ever again.
I'm waiting for it. As always, Robert.
Bloke to Bloke.
Bloke to Bloke.